Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, May 31st. There is lots of news from Colorado Parks and Wildlife here on Thursday, from a variety of press releases. This weekend, Parks and Wildlife encourages you to take advantage of Free Fishing Weekend, June 2nd and 3rd. For that two-day period, anglers around the state 16 years and older can fish without a license. A license is not required, but all other regulations remain in effect. Colorado boasts more than 2,500 lakes and reservoirs, many within beautiful state parks, and 9,500 miles of fishable streams and rivers, including 300 miles of gold medal streams. Each year, Parks and Wildlife stocks 90 million sport fish in Colorado waters. On this free fishing weekend, in southwest Colorado, there are literally hundreds of places to drop a worm, cast a spinner, or launch a fly. Be reminded that fire restrictions are in place throughout southwest Colorado, so campfires are prohibited outside of developed campgrounds. Also be careful with cook stoves, barbecue grills, and stub out cigarettes and dispose of the butts in containers. Don't throw butts out the windows of cars or drop them on the ground. In other news, automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, have been placed at strategic points along the Arkansas River. The Arkansas Headwaters Recreation Area is partnered in a project to provide the life-saving equipment for rafters on the Arkansas River. 8 AEDs were installed along the river between Leadville and Canyon City. 4 were placed upstream in the Browns Canyon area, and 4 were installed downstream in the Royal Gorge. AEDs are life-saving medical devices used when a person suffers sudden cardiac arrest. The AEDs are encased in waterproof boxes and were placed alongside backboards already positioned along the river. River rangers routinely check and maintain the backboards. Now their duties will include maintenance checks for the AEDs. Last year, close to 50 different commercial outfitters guided more than 225,000 guests down the Arkansas River. The Arkansas is one of the most commercially rafted rivers in the United States. And finally, the next Parks and Wildlife Commission meeting will be in Cortez on June 7th. Among items to be discussed are freezing hunting and fishing license fees, parks and wildlife use of drones, and final herd management plans for the West Elk Mountains and Buffalo Peaks. The commission meets regularly and travels to communities around the state to facilitate public participation. Anyone can listen to commission meetings through the CPW website. The meeting is June 7th at 11:15 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Cortez Conference Center. The next commission meeting will be in Crested Butte on July 10th and 11th. At one point, hundreds of millions of beavers populated North America. But as settlers moved west, they trapped them to near extinction. As Luke Runyon reports, efforts are underway to boost their numbers.
It's early in the morning, and Julie Scamardo and I are wearing grayish-green chest waders trudging through mud to find a beaver meadow inside Rocky Mountain National Park.
These are like mazes. It's hard to get through a meadow and know where you're going.
Scamardo is a master's student at Colorado State University. She's studying how beavers alter landscapes. This valley is home to about 24 beavers, and moving through their habitat is like walking on a massive sponge.
Oh, God.
Well, they cause a lot of sediment deposition. We're kind of stepping through all that right now.
Few species transform their surroundings enough to make big ecological changes. Humans are one of them. Beavers are another.
They definitely are engineers, and they change their environment to suit them, and it also happens to suit a lot of other species.
Like birds, fish, and insects. And scientists have shown that we get lots of benefits too. Beaver dams improve water quality, trap and store carbon, and replenish groundwater. That's why reintroduction projects are underway in states like Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming.
Hi, my name's Scott Hulker. I'm running for governor.
And the idea of using beavers to help with some of the West's water problems is popping up in unexpected places. Hulker is the Libertarian candidate in Colorado. I met him at his home.
And honestly, the first time I introduced this,
had 1 minute. Trying to explain the importance of beavers in a minute is impossible.
In fact, beaver reintroduction is one of the main planks of his entire campaign.
It's one part of many solutions, but it's a cheap solution. It's easy to do, and it'll fill up the aquifers, and that's what we want to accomplish, I think.
Bringing beavers back into areas that haven't seen them in a long time may seem like a novel approach. But it's been done before. Not long after World War II, the Idaho Department of Fish and Game relocated beavers throughout the state.
In preparing for the operation, beaver must be sorted for even size and weight.
In this promotional film, men dressed in slacks and tucked-in shirts load beavers into wooden crates with parachutes attached. Yes, at one point, we dropped beavers from airplanes.
Now into the air and down they swing, down to the ground near a stream or a lake.
Now that probably wasn't the best approach, according to Ellen Wohl, a geoscience professor at Colorado State University. She says reintroduction efforts need to be more targeted.
There are lots of places we can't reintroduce beaver because there's just too much urbanization and the river corridor is too constrained.
Wohl also says our concepts about beavers need to change. They're still considered to be a nuisance in many states, an animal that gnaws trees and floods basements.
There are a lot of ways to live with beaver, but you have to be willing to think about those or to think about other alternatives rather than killing the animals.
And it's not just our ideas about the animals that are problematic, says science writer Ben Goldfarb. In his new book, he says rivers and streams should be full of beavers and messy.
These sorts of beaver-influenced watersheds are actually, in many cases, more natural than, you know, the classic shallow, clear riffle stream that people like me like to fish.
Back in Rocky Mountain National Park, Julie Scamardo says sections of the park and vast swaths of the American West seem primed for a beaver comeback, but they're not showing up.
And so we're still kind of asking the question of, like, what else do you want? And having a beaver psychologist would really be the best for one of these projects, but we don't have any of those, so.
We might not know their innermost thoughts, but that's not stopping researchers like Scamardo from trying to boost beaver populations. And while they don't have any set plans for reintroduction, park officials have entertained the idea of bringing beavers in to help regrow vegetation along streams. Though they probably won't drop them from airplanes.
He's on his way now. His nose and his instinct tell him where to find the water. There's room here for a new home.
I'm Luke Runyon.
And that was your regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.